In studio with us this morning, Ron Chadwick and Kevin Brenning. As believe it or not, it is March, so we want to talk about the tournament, and we want to do it far enough ahead that that folks can buy tickets and go, especially with some of the schedule changes that we've had. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. So, Ron, first of all, let's remind people, because it was kind of a surprise to me when it came out, but then when I think about it for a minute, it makes sense to a point that the tournament's going to start on a Sunday this year.
That's correct. It's going to start Sunday, March 24th, and the championship will be Saturday, March 30th. We're going to take a day off Friday, and the reason for that, because you're all probably asking, it's not because of TV. It's because it was voted on by the coaches that they would like a day of rest between the championship and the semifinals.
And these teams that are coming in, going to come in on probably the Saturday before or the Friday before to be there on Sunday for the opening day of games. And we were talking about this, and I guess it remains to be seen, Kevin, but the change to Sunday, that gives you kind of another weekend day to have a full day of basketball.
That's right. As we were talking about earlier, with the depending on what the weather does, it'll probably make a difference in what the crowd brings. If the weather's kind of rough, cold, it'll probably have a good crowd. It's nice to have it on Sunday. It'll be nice to have it on Sunday just because it gives everybody the opportunity to come to the gymnasium and root on their team.
Well, and the other part about this is, I'm guessing you're volunteering might not be as hard to get either, Ron, because you got guys that that will already be off for Sunday.
Well, you know, our volunteers are very loyal, and to be honest, some of them, being Palm Sunday, they said we can't miss church, but I'm sure we're going to have enough volunteers out there to make it through Sunday and, of course, the rest of the tournament. They're just a great group of guys.
Well, and how many folks help you guys out each year? I know it's dozens.
We have around 200 volunteers, and that's made up of both men and women. We have the auxiliary at the Legion members themselves, the Sons of the American Legion, and then we have the Legion Riders. So it's really the Legion family that has put this tournament on for, well, now 76 years. I think it's the longest tournament in the nation in one spot.
Yep, and it's important to note that for you guys, you actually get a part of the ticket sales now, or at least you're going to, in starting in 24, right?
That is correct. I would like to say one thing. We did lose a very instrumental member, Jerry Kershaw. And, you know, if I didn't say something about him, not only did he contribute a lot to the tournament, but he was also a good friend, and we're really going to miss Jerry.
Right, and we talked about that. That's gonna be a hole in the tournament here. As I know, it's been a few years since he's been up, but year after year, that was just one of his favorite times of year too. But yeah, this you can get tickets online, or you can go to the tournament you can call the tournament ticket office for that. Can they still get tickets for the whole tournament at this point?
Absolutely. An all-session pass is $65, and that's your best deal. It equates to $2.83 per game for 23 games. I don't think there's a better deal in the country. You can buy single-session tickets now for $14, but as of March 16th, those are going to go up to $16 for a single session. Our ticket office number is 620-669-9846, or you can go on the internet and email njcaa.org/tickets.
Yep, and find your tickets there and get them all booked. And do you still get physical tickets for the whole stack, or do you just send it to their email, or how does that work usually for people who get tickets?
Well, it sends to their email, and then you can put it in the hometown app. I love it because I just go up there and flash my cell phone. But if folks do want printed tickets, we can print them for you, or once you get that email, you can print your own tickets off. Now, one thing with those tickets this year, you know, there's a little Q code on them, or I guess that's what you call them. I'm not a techie, but a little code on them. And used to, you had one code for the early session and one for the late. Now, it's going to be one code for all day. So you're going to use that same ticket basically on your phone for the early session and the late session, because it'll just have one little squiggly code is what they're telling me.
The teams will be released here a couple of weeks ahead, actually. They'll have a little bit more time to prep. All of the region tournaments are going to be going on, and then they'll have that list out. I think it's even, well, I guess it's next weekend now, believe it or not. The 17th?
Correct. The 17th. We should know who all is going to be here.
Okay. And Hutchinson men are either 15th or 16th in the country. So if they have a good run at region play, there's a decent chance the Blue Dragons could be a part of the tournament this year.
That's true, because they have so many region winners, believe it's 16, and then they have 8 at-large teams, and so we're keeping our fingers crossed that Hutch gets in there. We'd love to see it, although we're neutral at the tournament. It's supposed to be a neutral court, but got to tell you, we'd love to have the Dragons in there.
Well, obviously, when you got the opportunity to have people locally come out and see not only the Dragons, but the entire tournament, and that's why you would say now, if you're going to spend your money, spend the $65, get the all-session ticket, and at least plan on going after church on Palm Sunday, and then if the Dragons are in, you've got your tickets already.
That's correct. And one other thing I might mention that I didn't mention earlier, we do have parking passes. It's $5 a day if you just come out. But if you want a parking pass for the whole tournament, it's $55. That's a great deal, because you know you're going to get in there to park, because we only sell enough of those that we know we got spaces for. And that's always been an issue, people parking down the streets, or I hear there's not enough parking or whatever. So $55 for the week's a pretty good deal for a parking place.
Yeah, okay. So we've got the all session passes and the parking places and all of that are still for sale. And you said that prices go up on some of those here later on in the month, at least some of the tickets, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So if you want to get them in the next week or so, do it online at njcaa.org/tickets, or you can email njcaahutch@gmail.com, or call the tournament ticket office here in Hutch, 620-669-9846. And so, Kevin, for you, I don't remember how many years this is of volunteering.
This will be my 20th year.
Okay. 20 years. What's the biggest change that you've seen?
Probably this year. The biggest change for revamping the days on the tournament, making sure that we've got to make sure that we're dotting all of our I's and crossing our T's, just because of some of the changes that have been made. The changes, I feel, are probably for the good, and we'll see how it goes.
All right. And then, Ron, how many years is this for you?
I don't have that great a memory. I'm not sure. 39 or 40, maybe.
Okay.
So a long time. And I've seen maybe a lot more changes than Kevin. And you know, the video boards and just the technical stuff that we do today, the streaming on TV, on ESPN Plus, where all the games will be on that through the week, and then the finals on ESPNU. So there's been a lot of changes, and I'm sure a lot of my predecessors are scratching their head about all those changes. But one thing's for sure, we're going to have basketball in March.
Right. And if you've already paid for ESPN Plus because you wanted to watch Blue Dragon football on that, and you haven't canceled your subscription, you forgot to cancel it, well, you've still got it for the games. But people still want to come out and be a part of the tournament in person. There's just something about being in the arena when you get to watch these young men play, and it's amazing to me, some of the even just the limited time I've been here, some of the players that have gone on to play in the NCAA tournaments and now I know that there's been tons through history that have gone on and played, but like Daylon Reginald that played for Cowley, playing for Wichita State, and those kind of players that have been a part of the JUCO tournament and then have gone on to play Division I basketball. It's just pretty cool stuff.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, the talent that's came through here. I mean, it's hard to even remember all the guys that have came through here. And guys that, of course, we've seen in just the junior college basketball in the Jayhawk League that maybe they didn't make the tournament. But, I mean, there was a cat named Paul Stovall years ago at Pratt. Never seen anybody like him, and I may never see anybody like him again. He was unbelievable.
Well, absolutely a great opportunity for families to get out, and especially with starting on Sunday, it'll be cool to be able to have families get out on that afternoon and watch the first day of the tournaments again, Sunday through Thursday, then Friday with no games and that day off for those that have made the final, and then the final on Saturday. Is that afternoon or evening on Saturday?
It's 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And again, that fits the ESPNU time schedule, and so that's why it's at 1 Saturday.
Okay, so that'll be on a Saturday afternoon, the 30th of March. Tournament starts on Sunday, the 24th of March. Our thanks to Kevin and Ron for their time talking to us about the tournament. If you'd like more information, you can go to the Post 68 page on the internet at hutchpost68.org and click on the left-hand side for tournament information and find out pretty much everything that we just talked about and get more information about how you can get tickets online as well. Thanks, guys. We sure appreciate it, and best of luck in the tournament later this month.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and for you fans, come out and see us. We love to see you, and stop by and see Kevin and I. We'd be glad to talk to you.